It's another hot one, extremely warm, but tomorrow morning when we wake up, there might be a break in the heat. Maybe 10 to 15 degrees cooler, which would feel so good. Hey, I'm Lisa Dent. Thank you for joining us for Chicago's Afternoon News. Steve Bertrand is here. Andy Mazur is in for Kevin Powell. And Mary, is Kevin golfing again today? It's so random to take a Wednesday off.
I have no idea. It's a mystery.
I have no answers to that question either.
We'll find out tomorrow when he returns. Hey, Jenny Worley-Hemeter is on the phone. She is the director of events and marketing for Anderson's Bookshop in Naperville. I don't know if you heard John Williams talking about this story yesterday, but it intrigued me because employees at Anderson's Bookshop in Naperville are keeping a closer eye on their store shelves because people have been moving things around. Jenny, tell everyone listening to WGN what is happening in the bookstore that you kind of stumbled upon.
Hi. Yeah, we noticed this recently that our booksellers check our shelves every morning just to straighten things up and make sure we're ready to open our doors. And we were noticing that a bunch of covers of books were turned around or hidden behind other things or had other books put on top of them. And the common thread was that they were all books that had people of color on the cover. And this was, you know, we've seen things in previous years with the political situations as things change around and people have feelings about things. But in the children's section and specifically targeting books with people of color on them was certainly not okay with us.
So these were all children's books?
That's where we've mostly found it, yes. We had one specific instance where it was kind of all over the store. But since that happened, that first time, now it's been mostly centered in our children's section, which is especially disturbing. You know, children need to have a variety of things in front of them at all times.
Do you think this is one person acting, or are there several, more than one?
We're really not sure. We hope that it's, you know, the one sort of bad apple, as we like to say, but we're really not sure who's coming in and doing it. But our goal is, of course, we'd like that to stop, but mostly to let people know that that is not acceptable at Anderson's. We certainly don't want someone to come into our store and see that and think that it's something that our store promotes. It absolutely is not. We've stood for diversity and inclusion for the entirety of our existence, which at this point is almost 150 years.
In a month where we celebrate Pride and people are, you know, pulling down rainbow flags in Batavia and demonstrating against that, I would have thought maybe those were some of the books because that raises the conversation. They get very heated about conversations about what children should be exposed to. I did not know that it was only books featuring people of color. It's equally heartbreaking. Is this
Absolutely.
What they're calling soft censorship, or is this just one person who could be identified as a racist that comes in and does something like that?
You know, it's really hard to say. We haven't really caught anybody in the act. I think it's indicative of a little bit of what's going on in our country right now. People just have a lot of feelings. There's a lot of anger and there's a lot of frustration. And perhaps this is just a way that somebody has found to maybe they feel like they're doing one small thing to make a difference in a way that is very hurtful to the rest of the community. So whether it's one individual or whether it's others, groups of people who have no idea that other people are even doing it, we just want the community to know that that's not okay at our store, that we support everyone who's coming in the door and have always done that. We will continue to do that no matter what.
Jenny, is it continuing or is it slowed, or where are we with the sort of the pace of this?
Sometimes it's more than others. Some days when we're checking things, we don't find any of them, and sometimes we'll find a couple dozen. So I'm not sure that there's a pattern to the amount of times that it happens.
But I guess my question is, it's still happening?
Yes, yes. There's been this great response to something we posted online about it. So we're hoping that it slows down and stops based on people knowing that it's an issue, but we'll see.
And do you think Anderson's is targeted because you do stand up for, you know, the ability to offer books on a variety of every subject for your customers?
Perhaps. We're certainly proud of that legacy, and if that's why someone feels like they can come in and do that in our store, then I guess that's a legacy we're proud to have, right? But we really want folks to understand that diversity and equity and inclusion doesn't mean that other voices are silenced. It means that we've got something for everyone. As one of our booksellers likes to say, that moment when a child walks in and sees themselves reflected on a cover, whether it be because they're a child of color or because they have two moms or because they have they are in a wheelchair, that moment is magical when a child sees themselves on the cover for the first time, and that's what we want to protect.
I know that there's sort of a fraternity or sorority of individual or independent bookstores. Have you talked to others, and is it happening elsewhere?
Yes. In fact, when we shared this on social media, we had not only many other bookstores across the country comment that it had been happening for them as well, but also libraries, which is even more sad. Libraries are that bastion of culture of keeping our history right, and for that to be happening there is just gross, for lack of a better word. But yes, this is happening in other places all over the country. It is not limited to the suburbs or the Midwest or either coast or anything like that. It is happening elsewhere. I don't know if others are seeing it at the same occurrence that we are right now, but it's something that needs to be stopped no matter where it's happening.
And my guess is there are plenty of books in your bookstore at Anderson's that you could suggest the person who is doing this read, so maybe they'd be...
Indeed, that's the irony of censorship, right? Is that really, if you just open your eyes and read some more of it, you'll understand where folks are coming from. So that's something we'll continue to do as well.
Thank you for joining us, Jenny. We appreciate it, and I hope things change.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Jenny Worley-Hemeter, she is from Anderson's Bookstore in Naperville. Time to get a check on weather and traffic with Mary Vandeveld.